everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Monet. And today I have Miss Rhea Watson. And she's going to be talking about her business about scholarship solutions and getting people out there to be able to save money and get a college education. So hello, Miss Rhea.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so excited and honored. I know you haven't said anything, but you don't even understand. I feel so special.
I'm glad your enthusiasm is just like lining up the room right now. Like you guys, when she signed in, she was like waving her hand. She was like, hi. Like she's ready, and I'm so excited because it makes my job easier to make sure that the authenticity comes out. So you're already bringing it. I think we're all set.
I love this. I think this is my fourth podcast interview this week, but not that everyone wasn't this fantastic. But yeah, you podcaster people, y'all are like a special population. I'm really trying to join the culture, and hopefully one day can be that person. But yes, y'all have shown me so much love. So this is probably, I don't know, this month, maybe number 10-ish or so. Oh, we're on 10 days. So maybe 8. And then last month, about 5, and coming up all the way to December. So it's been a blessing. I feel so blessed. Wow. and thankful that people see the value in what we're talking about and want to share it with they're amazing listeners. So I don't take it for granted at all, but I have to tell you, you are like, special. So I'm trying to keep my nerves. I'm so I'm going to hope to sit on my hands and my sister's going like this, like, you're talking too much. You're talking too much.
It's all good. Again, like, it just makes my job easier, and like, you are just booked and busy, so I'm glad you're able to make some time in your schedule to join Perfect Timing today. And let's just get right on into it. So Miss Rhea Watson is the founder of the Scholarship Solutions, a premier scholarship and college consulting firm dedicated to working with students worldwide ages 6 months to 90 years old. As an international speaker, Rhea has presented to audiences in Egypt, England, Germany, Gabon. Is it Gabon?
Gabon,
Gabon. Jamaica, South Africa, and North America, teaching students of all ages how to have a debt-free college experience. Having helped several hundred students enter into colleges of their dreams and win over $200 million in scholarships, Ms. Rhea has accepted various awards over the years, such as Mentor of the Year and U.S. Africa International Women's Day Award. If that isn't enough to present you, I think that is amazing.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing. And we've added some additional countries. And honestly, the U.S. Marines, I had no idea. I was just being who I am, right? And one of my scholars, and we count everyone a scholar, and everyone is a scholar, said that out of everyone that he had worked with, I was his greatest mentor, and that blew me away already. Wow. And so we worked together through this amazing program called Semper Fi, that is a youth division and mentor division of the U.S. Marines. So we're just doing what we do. And they were like, you know, I think we want to run a story on you. You want to run a story on me? Like, I tripped out, right? And flipped out all over it. I'm like, sure. And they're like, can we bring a camera crew to your house? Mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all, it's COVID. You know, in my house. Sydney, I had no idea. It was like this international campaign, and they chose me as mentor of the year. Like, I was the month, and then I was the year, and I'm just like doing what I do. So anyway, that was one of my greatest honors and blessings. And I won something I didn't even know I was running for. So that is great.
That is so powerful. And that actually like coincides like something similar that happened to me. A Southern Maryland women's magazine wanted to highlight me. So they, you know, they interviewed me, or like I answered some questions, and, you know, I thought it was just going to be a nice couple of pages and, you know, in like a magazine. So one day they email me, and they're like, surprise, you're the cover. And I was like, ah!
Oh, girl, you are so fly. Do you know what that means? Ask your mama.
She's behind me laughing.
Oh, fly. Oh, fly. When you interviewed my nephew, I'm just like, God, please, one day, listen to me, ask me. I think I even might have put a little thing in there. Or my sister is like slapping her head. I think I told her, I said, Kelly, can you ask her? You like honestly do not even understand how amazingly like Candyland this is for me. You know about Candyland, right? It's a great game.
I love
still,
Candyland.
Right? I still love Candyland. And just like getting to the king. I feel like that. And so okay. And I appreciate you having this camaraderie with me. And congratulations on a magazine cover. I'm still working on that.
Thank you so much. So for those of you guys listening, Ms. Rhea, she's the aunt of Justin, the little baby, like the five-year-old I interviewed a couple months ago. Absolute sunshine. And I can honestly tell that if you guys like sat like next to each other, I could tell that you're probably related, because like he likes to talk. He likes to go on and on. He's animated just as yourself. Yeah, yeah. He's just the cutest thing ever. And, you know, no surprise to me that you guys are related.
I was in the background like, please, please let her also consider me. So yes, my sister is like, sometimes it's just about Justin, but I thought this was a perfect fit. So yes, he was great. You were great. We're so appreciative of that. And again, it's just makes my day. That's why I had to choose the first day. I was like, what do I need to move around? Miss Sydney wants to talk to me. We have to make this happen. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you making space and time for me. And clearly you're so excited, which I love. So I want to know, like, what or who inspired you to be the person that you are today, like in helping students and like giving them the resources that they need to be successful? Mm-hmm.
So I have an amazing mentor from my undergraduate career, but it honestly did start with my mom and my dad. I know you've talked about your mom and had guests who talked about their mom, and it doesn't matter how better, we're gonna say that, it's been mature, quote, older, you get, parents are just so priceless, right? Priceless parents. And so they were my first influence. My dad, I can remember at age 2, my dad telling me that you're going to be Dr. Rhea Michelle Watson and you're going to college. And I remember him speaking into my sister's life. It's just the two of us, speaking into my sister's life that she was going to be an artist at a very young age. And that's what we did. They cultivated education and culture and family, my parents, and we were forever college bound. Even though we were first generation college students. And what that means for the listening audience and for anyone is that neither my mom nor my dad had a 4-year degree. So if your parents have certifications or even 2-year degrees, you're still counted as a first generation college student. Why is that exciting? I mean, one, you're changing the trajectory of your life, right? And your family's life and lineage. But secondarily, there's lots of scholarships associated with that and funding and availability. And so since my sister and I were first generation college students, we had lots and lots of opportunities, including programs like TRIO and Upward Bound that gave us life and vitality and the understanding of education in this college life. And that all came through my parents. Along the way, I had amazing people who seeded and blessed me. But probably one of the largest influencers, Sydney, is a woman named Dr. Jeannie Marsh Stahl. I call her Mama Jeannie now. And she'll be 79 on October 5th. And yes, I still send her birthday gifts. And she's Irish Catholic, so we do a little something on St. Patrick's Day, girl. Yes, every year. Because she absolutely revolutionized my life. One day I was blessed to be in her office at my alma mater, the same college that my sister also graduated from. And that's what that means, alma mater. And I was a psychology major, and in the bottom of Griffin Hightower of Morris Brown College, just sits right in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, off of MLK, we're a part of a program called the Atlanta University Center. So if anyone's ever heard of Spelman, Morehouse, Clark, Atlanta University, Morris Brown is a part of that. We became really popular about 20 years ago. You weren't even thought of. But if you ever have watched Drumline, wearing the purple. That's my school, okay? And so at Morris Brown College in Griffin Hightower psychology department, a little white lady from Indiana said, Rhea, I see something in you. And I was like, okay, and I'm listening. She said, there's a scholarship program where you can get all your tuition and fees, room and board paid, and they'll actually send you a check every month for $1,000. And I was like, what?
My mom's pointing at her stuff. She's like, where can I get that?
And then Sydney, she's like, yeah, Rhea, you could have been doing this since the seventh grade. And I was like, I could have been going and getting paid for school since the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I told Mama Jeannie, now that I call her Dr. Stahl at that point, I said, my people don't know about this. And this is nothing against any ethnic group. But again, I'm at a historically Black college, 99% HBCU, historically Black college. This little beautiful white woman from Indiana is telling me, without batting an eye, that I could have been doing something like this in seventh grade. And I just told her, my people don't know about this. We don't know about opportunities like this. Because I promise you, if Edward Lewis and Cynthia Watson knew about that, there is no way that my parents would have ever let my sister and I be exposed to it. Mm-hmm. And so I told her at that moment, even though I hadn't won this scholarship, I didn't know all the logistics or the details, but I just let her know that I would be on a mission to make sure that this was not some top secret and people finding out. In my case, I was a senior in college. I actually had to stay an extra year in order to take advantage of this program. Obviously, you know that I won that scholarship and it was all good and great and grand and fine. But I knew that my mission in life had changed in that moment when she told me that seventh graders could get paid to learn and to become educated in things that my family and I had done. So I did apply for that scholarship. I did win that scholarship. Again, I had to say an extra year in college, but in doing so, I went from learning that I could earn scholarships, which I had done along my collegiate path, to being paid $1,000 a month to go to school. And I've never looked back. For every degree that I've earned, I've always been paid. And about 60% of my clients live their lives like that.
Wow. And that is so powerful to hear that the work that you're doing that happened to yourself, you're able to create for other people. And like you said, like, well, firstly, how can I sign up? I'm trying to get paid $1,000 a month to go to school. So I know my parents would especially appreciate that. As my mom is jumping for joy. I know that they would appreciate that as well. And like you said, there aren't many people that know about programs like that and like scholarships. Even for myself, my mom wasn't aware that like St. Mary's Dragon High School, where I attend, had scholarships. So my eighth grade year, like I applied and I ended up getting three. And she was like, you're going. And I was like, all right. And, you know, I've been, you know, privileged to attend a private elementary school. I was in private school from kindergarten to about sixth grade. So my mom wanted me to get some exposure. So she sent me to public school for 2 years, completely changed my life. But maybe that's a story for another day. And then I got into high school. Like I'm back into private school now. And, you know, there's just better like resources there. Like we do get told about some scholarships and like, it's very much supported and promoted, like put yourself out there, start getting community service hours so you can get, win these scholarships and go to school, because going to a college preparatory school, they are prepping you for college.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is a buttload of work. It makes you like want to cry and like curl up in a ball and be like, I don't want to do this anymore, but it's worth it. You know, in the end, like, you know, if you want to get $1,000 a month to go to school, you're going to do the work to get there. So, you know, I'm glad that you are taking the time to give people those opportunities as well.
Yes, ma'am. Every day we work on that. And you know, what I've learned since then, even through the help of my sister, Mrs. Raquel Watson Buma, who is the Vice President of Scholarship Solutions, is that we don't have to wait, literally. So Mama Jeannie taught me about seventh grade. I learned that there were scholarships available for kindergartners. And my sister traveled from Gabon, Africa, where she was married on the beautiful beaches of Libreville, Gabon, was an educator there, an artist. and then decided to become the mommy of this most amazing child on earth. Justin Bouma. And in doing so, she said, Rhea, did you know there were scholarships for infants? You could just be 0 years old.
You can be 0 years old.
And revolutionize my business. And so, although I don't know if you'll, and Justin discussed that, but Justin's won $25,000 in college scholarships, prizes, grants, et cetera, by the age of five, because he just turned six.
Insane. And we have been winning. Oh, he just turned six. My baby.
He just turned six, but we haven't won anything yet at age six, but up to age five. And so, Sydney, really what I'm going to say to listeners and to you and to anyone and everyone, and you've already proven that, you know, since you can win scholarships at birth, why do we wait to senior year?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to do so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about creating wealth and debt freedom. And I really believe that the collegiate process, the college way, as well as scholarships, they are wealth building tools. You know, mm-hmm. I hear the, not everyone's, you know, whatever, formed for college. Why not? Why isn't everyone? They may not choose to go, but what makes someone not formed for college or mm-hmm. college material? I think that that's, you know, my grandpa used to say that's a bunch of bunk. It's just like, it's so untrue. I don't believe that. Again, people may choose not to go, but why isn't, so what makes their DNA and what makes them as a, their character traits say that they're not college material? I don't think we should speak that to anyone. We don't say people aren't career material. I mean, we don't ever say anything like that. So I don't know why we say that in education, but right. But I truly, truly believe if someone is like my nephew, who will be probably finished with high school between the ages of 14 and 15, he might move it to 16. But if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, and you don't have anything else to do, why not go to college and get paid for it? You know, I'm just saying, go mm-hmm. to Jeffrey. What else do you have to do? And if you're not paying, you're going for $0, or like, again, the majority of my clients, you're on salary as a student. That means the college is paying you to attend their school. Who wouldn't do that?
Exactly. Yeah.
So we can start early and often, early and often. That's a mantra with Scholarship Solutions. What does that mean? Anything from PSAT, which is coming up, to ACT, SAT, scholarships, looking at colleges, taking tours, you know, within an hour of everyone's home is a college. So it's mm-hmm. like, you may not be able to fly to the West Coast where I am in beautiful Las Vegas, or go to the East Coast where I'll be in New York City, but mm-hmm. in everyone's home within an hour, you can pack up your car and take your kids to go see a dormitory. Let mm-hmm. them eat at the Taco Bell or the Taco Whoever on a college campus. Visit, you know, during a sporting event and mm-hmm. give them what you said. You use the word, that experience, exposure, and education to the college in the scholarship process. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that should start as early as possible and happen as often as possible. And it doesn't have to cost people a ton of money again and flights and all those things to do mm-hmm. so.
Right. And I, again, just sharing with us like information that no one really knows, honestly. You know, I have like questions like on like how you think people can get into school and have education like debt free. I mean, get to that in our second half, because we're already at the halfway mark. It's felt like 3 seconds, but I want to get into like the logistics of your business and like what you can offer people. And again, I think they're already in tune after hearing $1,000 a month. They're like, how can I get that? So I'm sure that you can share with them how they can get into stuff like that. And I'm again so blessed to have you here today. I'm feeling so empowered that I'm having you on, because, you know, this is a youth podcast, but having people like you on supporting the youth, I think it cancels out. So I think it works anyways. So thank you so much for joining me thus far, Ms. Rhea. And we will be right back after this break.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up, and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Miss Rhea, the scholarship doctor. I'm so excited to have her back and talking about what she can provide with scholarship solutions and everything that goes with that. So just that, what do you provide with your scholarship solution organization? I think it is amazing what you do, being able to go to different countries and places around America and teaching people how they can earn scholarships, especially in underrepresented or underserved communities, that they can get the money to go to school and pursue a career or do something that they are really passionate about. So what is it that you do and what do you provide?
Thank you so much for that, Sydney. So we believe in A's and A's. It is one of the prescriptions to obtaining debt freedom, right? So we talk about A's and A's and strong test scores, volunteerism, which you mentioned, the amazing leadership, which, oh my gosh, you are going to win so much money, girl. All you got to do is apply. Okay?
I hope so. Prayerfully.
And then extracurricular activities. If I remember, are you a dancer?
I am. I've danced at the Washington School of Ballet.
Yes. So extracurricular activities from the arts to athletics to maybe people like science or math, doesn't matter, just as long as those areas are being covered. And in doing so, that's the perfect prescription to earning scholarships. And so with Scholarship Solutions, just like we want our scholars to have A's and A's, that's a 3.8 GPA or higher, we believe in A's and A's. So what are those A's and A's? We provide advice. I hope you've gotten a little bit today.
Right? Already, I have. Trust me.
Assistance. So we assist with college and scholarship applications. We don't do it for you, but we definitely assist and do it with you. One thing that we hear that's so important is the accountability. All of our scholars, and remember, everyone's a scholar. All of our scholars are super busy in our families. So they may forget, oh my gosh, that scholarship is due. Like the one coming on up on October 1st. It's called the World Changers Scholarship. And Sydney, this scholarship is open to anyone age 3 and better. And remember, better is more mature, right? Mm-hmm. 3 and up. And my little nephew has been applying since age 3. He hasn't won, but we're believing God is going to happen this time. But ages 3 and up, anyone in the world. In fact, you don't have to be a student to apply. It's $3,000 US. And again, that is available to anyone in the world to be able to do that. But we can assist students with that application, even though we don't do it for them, we would do it with them, right? Mm-hmm. And making sure that they have that accountability to say, hey, y'all, we haven't gotten the essays that we analyzed. We don't write them, but we edit them. We know what scholarships like the World Changers is looking for. Mm-hmm. And thankfully we produce winners. Now, although Justin hasn't secured it, I've had 2 students to be able to win that scholarship, and it's really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. And then one other thing that I think is really important that people love is that we advocate for our students. So we become their hands and their feet, their voices, and letting scholarships and colleges and even schools know who they are and what their rights are. And I hear a lot of times from parents, they're really happy to have someone who understands the terminology, the politics sometimes, the logistics, the information, and can be in their stead, can do, act as an attorney and make sure that their voice is being heard. So that's what we offer through Scholarship Solutions. And it's so wonderful because our scholars, and everyone's a scholar, receives scholarship information every single month. They have a prescription that they start with and a checkup every single month. We do things like writing workshops. We have ACT and SAT test prep. We have a membership, a growing community of parents across the United States who are working on debt freedom together. My sister and I drop into the group live and do a Q&A. And so we have different things for different budgets. And we just are on a mission as Scholarship Solutions to have 100,000 people say, doctor, because of you, KelKel, because of you. Scholarship Solutions, because of you. We have a debt-free degree. And Sydney, gracias, mija. Because you are doing this today, you are helping us with our mission to have 100,000 people say, I have a debt-free degree. Bless you for that.
De nada. Oh, thank you. Spanish 3 really paid off for that. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask how many people can be accepted into that World Changers Us scholarship that you mentioned?
Oh, wow. They award 10 scholarships every single year. I will tell you, they probably have somewhere between 50, Kel, would you say, to maybe 100 applicants? So not a lot of competition. So when you think about that, that's like 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, pretty good odds. But yeah, that scholarship is great. We have another one that's coming up October 31st. Now, this scholarship is only for folks in the U.S. who are K through 12, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's called the Debbie's Dream Foundation Scholarship. The Debbie's Dream Foundation Scholarship, again, due October 31st. We love this scholarship. We are in partnership with them, and they are just, they get it. World Changers gets it as well. I mean, when you see that they're highlighting three-year-olds, right? It's not zero, but it's really, really close. Mm-hmm. And that you don't have to be a student. And there's tons and tons of money that are available like that. Actually, every year in the U.S. alone, there's $50 billion with a B scholarship dollars available, Miss Sydney. So mm-hmm. with that happening, and only $3 billion goes claimed. So that means $47 billion in scholarships are going to the wayside every single year. That almost happened with Debbie's Dream. People were not applying. And I was able to advocate and say, I promise you, if you will work with me and you will partner with me, we will revitalize this scholarship. And so it's been wonderful. They'll be on my radio show this coming Monday, just again with promotion for Debbie's Dream. So I'm hoping that your listeners, if this is available before October 31, that they'll be able to apply. But it's annual, that's the annual date. So every single year, K through 12th grade, no matter where you are in the United States, now it's not an international scholarship like World Changers, but in the US, as long as you're US based, K through 12, you can apply, and it's a cash award, both of them are. So for elementary, they give $100 and they write a check to the kids. In middle school, they give $200. In high school, they give $700 cash. So, I mean, guys, just think about it. And you can win over and over and over again. They have no restrictions. So if someone won first place last year, they can do the same year, the next year, and over and over and over again. So I'm hopeful that people will apply, because scholarships are available to anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter your economic, educational, or ethnic background. It's just about making sure that you're dedicated to the process. Mm-hmm. And that you keep at it, you know, right. And anyone I think can win, with or without my services. I would love to work with people, but, you know, it's really that we're a convenience, and we're an accountability partner. That's very helpful. And we do have special relationships. So I'm not trying to minimize what I do, but really, honestly, anyone, anywhere can apply and win for scholarships.
I agree. Like you said, with Debbie's Dream being only in the US, but things like World Changers being international, and you mentioning like money like can like go to waste every year because people aren't applying. And, you know, I think that's something that goes into like mentorship and like being dedicated and determined and putting yourself out there. Like, you have to do the work. You can't expect for you to like join, let's say you join Scholarship Solutions and you're like, I would like to win $2,000 in scholarships so I can go to school and help out with like budgeting and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you just tell them that and they're like, okay, so we need you to do this. And you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. What's the point? What is the point? You have to put yourself out there and like, trust and believe, I'm 16 years old. I'm just about as lazy as the next girl. And my mom's like, all right, Sydney, you got to get up. I'm like, I don't want to, but as much as like, is it seems like it's like, I don't want to do this right now, it'll help you, I promise. And I think that this kind of leads into like a new question that I have about what qualities or personality traits do you think a student should carry to be successful? And like, I know you said that no one is really college material or really like ready to be in a college space by a certain amount of like, I don't know, readiness or like personality, things like that. But like, is there anything that a student should carry in order to be able to excel in school in that manner?
I do think that mentorship is super important. Find a mentor. You know, I think that that can be in a peer group for sure, but look at to and for someone who has some experience, right? Someone who's gone through something so that maybe, again, you have a peer-to-peer, which we love. So you're going through it together, but you want someone who's already that you can walk in those footsteps. I think that is just one of the greatest characteristics or necessities in success. And we all need them. You know, people tell me, Rhea, you're so successful. And I just give all glory to God for that. But I have a mentor. I just told you about her, right? A 79-year-old woman who I tap into regularly. And she's not the only one. So I have her for education. I have a business mentor who's very, very successful. And I'm working to get to where she is. I have my mama. Okay.
Me too. Trust me.
I am blessed, girl, to have my mama. And my mother, she reminded me one day. She said, Riri, no matter how many degrees, how educated, how successful you are, and no matter how old you get, remember, I still have 25 years on you. And it woke me up, Miss Sydney, because I thought, it does not, I will never be able to catch up to her, never. Mm-hmm. But thank God for that, right? Thank God for and our parents. We talked about that earlier. And so I'm hopeful that people will look to that. I just was blessed to do an interview for Forbes magazine. And when I did that, I one of the things they asked me is what's important for women in business. I think it can apply to anyone, but for women in business. And I said, you have to remember your circle. You have to remember the people who love you and who have been there for you when success was a faith wall, right? Mm-hmm. And it should always be, but when really no one knew your name. And now that people do, or maybe are learning your name, remember those who cooked you the oatmeal, right? Mm-hmm. And my mama cooked it. Yeah. You got to remember those folks, because regardless of how big everything gets around you, that small circle, and I believe the still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus, those partners are going to make sure always that you are centered, secured, and continuing in your success. Mm-hmm. So for scholars, students that you said, those are the things that I would say. If you don't remember nothing else, remember that.
That is so touching and like really relates to myself. I'm so blessed to like have the same circle pretty much since like preschool. And they have been nothing short of supportive. It almost makes me like emotional. Like whenever like I'm up there, they're like, I told y'all to tap into Sydney. Look at what she's doing now. And it's the greatest feeling in the whole world. It honestly is. And they're like, so you're gonna be the next president of the United States. I'm like, I don't know about that one, but I appreciate your support. And it like, I don't know, it just like makes me want to keep going. So I know you guys are listening, so thank you guys so much for being there for me. You guys know who you are, but thank you so much for just there and being in my circle and just supporting me, as well as you, Ms. Rhea. You have been doing nothing but hyping me up this entire interview. And I You're hope I'm amazing. Getting, thank you. I hope I've been giving you the same amount of effort.
Girl, I got your email. I know I'm interrupting you. That was enough, Sydney. You'd have to say nothing. I got an invitation. I feel special. And anyone, because you know, Justin is very special. Mm-hmm. So anyone who like does Justin, and then they like think of me, I'm like, oh my God. My sister, but she is definitely she's the wind beneath my wings.
Oh,
and so you gotta just that circle, right? I mean, I'm so blessed. My parents created a built-in best friend for me. So I love the acknowledgement of the you know who you are. And you're real close, baby girl. And when people say, are you going to be president? Just say, yeah, it's on my short list.
I had to say, I was like, yeah, I'll be there. Vote for Sydney like 25th or something.
Justin wants to be the president of Japan. So maybe y'all will be serving together.
Hopefully, yeah. I'd love to see that happen. But I'm so glad that your sister has been able to be that person for you, and that I've had the honor of meeting her as well after while I was interviewing Justin. It's just been a whirlwind, and this podcast has brought people like you here and like everyone else that's just doing good in the world, because we're here for a good time, not a long time. So right. we might as well do what it is that we love. And most of that should be helping others, which I think you're doing very well at. And I'm just so blessed to have you on today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I didn't come up with these yet. I'm going to do this off the fly. We can do rapid fire questions, and then I can have my listeners find ways where they can reach you after all that. But here we go. So your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, so I'm not a big ice cream eater. When I do, I use a fork and I get made fun of because I like real pleased with a fork, but I can only scrape off so much, or I get the kitty size. And when I do, it is cookies and cream ice cream.
Are you a night owl or a morning person?
Absolutely morning, 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? I've heard 5, not 4.
Every day.
Well, I mean, hey, there's all these hours in the day. Might as well use them. Let's see. If you had a superpower, what would it be and why? Ooh,
girl, my superpower is turning F's to A's every day. That is my superpower. I love to do it. Bring me the 1.2s. That's my 1.5s, honey. Going to college for free. Yes, ma'am.
Woo-hoo! Yes, ma'am. And lastly, who would you say you are most thankful for?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I'm going to have to say Jesus. I'm so thankful to God that he sacrificed his son, because it's all about him. So that's who I'm most
thankful. All the time. God is good.
God is great, grand, and gracious. Yes, he is.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rhea, for joining me today. I hope we can keep in touch, and I will definitely be joining you in your scholarship solutions as I'm going into my last years of high school, which just seems so surprising to me. But I will definitely be posting about you and hyping you up and letting people know about what you have going on so that they can go to college debt-free as well and get an education. So thank you so much for joining me today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me. I hope people...
Oh, before you go, sorry to interrupt. Where can my listeners reach you? Like any social media platforms or websites?
I'm on everything. My website is myscholarshipsolutions.com. So that's my singular, scholarship singular, solutions plural.com. And then @scholarshipdr, that's @scholarshipdoctor on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. So we are on almost every, and LinkedIn, we have them too. So, but I think you said a younger audience. So I hope you guys will follow me. I'd love to see you at Scholarship DR, at Scholarship Doctor.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Rhea. And thank you so much to my listeners for joining me. Like she said, she's on everything. You'll find her. Please tap into her at business. And just thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to my listeners. And this is Perfect Timing.
Bye, y'all. Bless you.